I'm seriously thinking about finding an island somewhere to go to. Some isolated place. If I have to walk around these zombies much longer, I don't know what's going to take. Why am I here? Why am I still here? This place is ridiculous. Let me tell you a secret. Nobody else will tell you. The preachers ain't going to tell you. Because they don't know. It's right in front of us. We should have known it our whole life. God had to reveal it to me. The words create this reality. God carves into this reality through words. Your character, your calling, your name, your future. It's all words. What you got, your new lawnmower?
Yeah. Had to get me another one, I blowed that other one up.
Man.
You ain't ready for me to cut your grass.
I'll let you know.
All right.
Okay. That man's a hard worker. He's probably like 60, almost 60. He's just working hard. Like, I don't think he's 60, but he's a hard worker. He's close. I think that's what I'm going to do. Just work 60 hours a week and just ignore all the zombies. I'm just going to work. I might even sell. I got a couple houses. I might sell them all and just move somewhere else. I'm tired of this zombie land. This is ridiculous. Is there anywhere in the world where there's not, where people think for themselves? Is there anywhere I could go? Maybe if I go south. I don't, Florida's too humid, it's too hot. Maybe if I go to Georgia. Maybe that's where I'll go. Or Texas. Maybe Texas. Maybe people in Texas think outside the box. That's where I'll go. Somewhere like that. Gotta be somewhere to go where people are not zombies. You know, I watched Candace Owen on that band.video, right? And Candace Owen, she said she went to the grocery store with her husband and they said, you gotta wear a mask. And she says, why do I have to wear a mask? I'm not afraid of this. If you're afraid of it, you stay home. No one, you know, I think they're, I was thinking, why is everybody looking at me yet today or yesterday? I forget what. I don't wear a mask. I don't even believe in this. More people died of the flu than they have of the corona. And their diagnosis, they don't even know if people are dying from the flu or for corona. They don't know. It's all, look, here's what's happening. It's a masquerade. That's why they want you to wear a mask, because it's a masquerade. As long as you wear the mask, people believe the masquerade. It's a lie. What's happening in the spiritual is manifesting in the natural. They want you to wear a mask because they want you to believe the masquerade party. It's all lies. It's a masquerade, people. It's all lies. It's all lies. Maybe they did release it. Maybe it is out there, but it's not something that's any worse than the other flus that are killing people. It's a masquerade. I'm looking over here. I don't see kids wearing a mask. I don't see this guy here. Spanish guy. He's not wearing a mask. There's people wearing masks in their car. They're actually wearing masks while they're by themselves in their car. Now, how ridiculous is that? You got to speak up. If you know the truth, you've got to speak up. You've got to. You can't let the liars do the programming. You got to speak truth into the system. You got to speak the truth into the system. You can't let them keep doing that. It's not right. It's not right. I got a lot on my mind. You know, I'm thinking about these actors, and they go on these shows, and they're acting, and they're playing characters that are genuine, but they're not genuine.
Now think about that. Now think about the hypocrisy of that, the insanity of that. So they go on this show and they play an act of a genuine person, and then they leave the show and they're not genuine. And they change characters. They do what the writer tells them. They're acts. They're actors. I don't even know if they're human anymore. How can you be genuine and act? The whole system's trying to do that to you. That's why I picked a career. I can just be myself. I might not make any money, but I can be myself. I can't just talk about anything. You know, I understand you can't give the gospel while you're working a job, and you can't tell people too much, but you can still be yourself no matter where you're at. They don't want you to speak up and tell the truth. They want to shut you down. They want to turn you into a fake person. They don't want you to be genuine. They're trying to take away your genuine personhood. That's the whole system. And when you're genuine, you're happy. When you're genuine, you're in joy. But when you're not genuine, you're conflicted. Your mind is split. They're doing an MK Ultra to split your mind so you have two personalities. You're genuine and you're fake. What kind of life is that? Your genuine personality and your fake. This is what the devil's doing. Do you not hear me? Can anybody hear me? The devil's trying to take your genuine personality and split it and create a fake personality that you have to put on a masquerade smile with his corrupt. He's doing it to the whole world. I'm going to go get me a sign made, put on my car. I'm going to hang it on my car and say, screw the mask. That's what I'm going to do. Screw these masks. These masks are masquerade. It's a spiritual symbolism to say you're not going to be genuine anymore. You can't. We're going to shut down the YouTube, somebody speaking the truth. We're going to censor the genuine people. We're going to make everybody fake. That's what's going on. That's what's happening, people. If you let them hog tie you in this situation, what else are they gonna do? They're gonna tie you to the 666 and take away your genuine personhood and force you to be fake reality, masquerade, act. You're not real. You can't be yourself. That's what they want. I think I'm going to make a sign and put it on my website and sell it and make copies of it and sell it. This whole thing is ridiculous. I can't take it much more. I can't take it. I thought we had zombies before. Now I know we do. This is insanity. This is crazy. People wearing masks as I'm going down the road in their car by themselves. Come on now. The reason it makes me mad is because I don't believe in anything on your body, watches or rings. And when I was married, I didn't wear my ring because it just didn't feel right having something on your body. Tattoos, nothing should be stuck on your body. Actuality should be like that guy in that down in Australia, that movie with Tom Selleck, where the guy got free from his slavery guy, the slavery guy, and he, as soon as Tom Selleck set him free, he took off his suit and his tie, and he put on his Aborigine clothing, and he went out in the bush, and he's lived out in the bush because he wasn't playing the fake reality facade. It's FAU. Dr. Fauci is fake, is all get out. It's facade. And if you watch enough of Pompeo, he's fake too. He admitted he was trained in the CIA to be just a liar. He admitted it in front of a bunch of students. He admitted it and they all clapped. It's all a facade. It's all fake, false front. It's a storefront. It's a painted face. It's not even real. It's kind of like people COVID. Let's say there's a husband and wife fighting at the house and the neighbors come knock on the door and they just get all quiet and they put on that fake, come on in, and they're fake. It's all fake. It's all fake. Lord help me.